Happy Saturday, all you lovely little villa birdies. We are back with another episode of our ever evoluting evolution.
Polluting.
I don't know, ever evolving. There we go. I'm like, okay, you guys, it's early. It is 8 a.m. local time. Let me tell you, Val and I are going through the ringer with this recording schedule, but trust, you best believe we're gonna come every Wednesday and Saturday in your little ears to talk more about Love Island games.
Yeah, we
So,
are.
I mean, we out here, we're trying our best. We're really getting into the nitty and gritty. Today is gonna be a special lightning edition of the episode because I have to go and be a model, so
She's
I
a
gotta run. But
model.
when she's a model, but I essentially just wanted to say I'm into it now. I'm invested. It won me over these past 3 days. I'm like, oh shit! Like
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
into it.
You know
Yeah,
what?
cause that duel. Yeah, let's go through this.
Everybody's new to this. I'm true to this. I was on this page, I was on this wavelength since day one. And everybody now is like, this feels crazy. Like, I'm into it. Okay, girls. Okay. I was here with it. But, anyways, let's get into this recap. Okay. Wednesday night, we had six new Islanders come into the villa: Scott, Mitch, Aurelia, Deb, Tina, and Zita. And they all came in. It was crazy. And then as they came in, we also found out who were the vulnerable couples. It was Jack and Lib, Callum and Justine, and Mike and Jess. The Islanders decided to save Callum and Justine, although it was really hard because the couples who got to decide were like literally split down the middle. But at the end of the day, they saved Callum and Justine, which meant that Jess and Liberty were gonna duel, and Jack and Mike were gonna duel in like a wrestling capture the flag thing where they're blindfolded and they essentially have to Marco Polo with some bells on their back. Anyways, Jess ends up winning, which means Liberty goes home. And in some of the most dramatic, high stakes TV I have ever seen, Jack ends up winning and Mike goes home, which led to some of the romantic
I
Jack and
know.
Justine moment. She ran into his arms. She's like, yes, Jack, yes, baby. He ran, like he caught her, lifted her, made it. It was beautiful. And then Liberty and Mike went home, which was sad. For Liberty. Anyways, on Thursday night's episode, the allyship, whatever, kind of deepen. They're very close to the end, so the OGs kind of want to stay in, whereas the bombshells kind of want to get their fair shot because they know they're very close to the end and they know they essentially have targets on their heads. There's a recoupling. Before this recoupling, actually, though, Johnny gets distracted and he is led by his dick again, dips on Courtney because he's having some of the horniest kisses I've ever seen with Aurelia.
As if they could get any hornier, by the
Oh,
way.
I didn't even think it was possible.
Me neither.
So Courtney finds out through the whole villa, confronts him. He's like, oh, I wanted to tell you. And she's like, well, no, you didn't. Because you didn't. And I asked you, like, what was up? And you didn't tell me. So that was the prelude into the recoupling. We get to the recoupling. Johnny recouples with Aurelia. Mitch recouples or couples up with Zita. Scott picks Courtney, and then everybody else picks who they normally pick. Callum is having a connection with Deb, and they're very cute, so that's fun for him. And then finally, that means Jess and her bestie Tina are going home. So Australians are just down bad on this show. Also, how are you
I
gonna
was
fight this
so
man and then
annoyed.
just gets it home? Sucks.
Literally.
Literally sucks so bad. The next day, we're continuing with like lines on the sand being drawn between OGs and new bombshells. We get attacks. There's going to be another competition where vulnerable islanders get sent home. Four of them, because we need to drop bodies now. OGs are like, let's stick together. The newbies are also trying to stick together. And then there's Imani, which we'll get into, who is, I don't know. We'll talk about
she
it.
Went Hannah she went Hannah Montana. She went best of both worlds.
She was saying she was on the bombshell side, but then she was sticking by Ray, but then she split up on Ray. And
yeah,
all that to be said, I mean, Ray and Imani were going to be targeted either. Once Courtney and Scott were voted vulnerable, and then Mitch and Zeta, Islanders turned, and they said, now is our time.
Yeah.
To get Ray and Imani, who have been crushing every single one of these rounds. So they vote them. We get to the vulnerability round. They all got stuffed animals. In those stuffed animals, we have pink hearts and we have one gold heart. People who get the gold heart either are saved if you're a vulnerable islander, or you get to save if you're a safe islander. That vote lies in Jack and Justine's hands. Jack is like, now is our chance. We can save a weak couple and get Ray and Imani out. Justine is super torn up because she knows it's what has to be done, but she can't do it to Ray. They go up there. Justine is crying. Ray is sobbing.
Screaming, crying, throwing up.
Jack is doing his speech. Cuts off cliffhanger. I mean, girl.
Do you think they're going to send Ray and Imani home?
Oh my god, yeah! If they're smart. Like, it's devastating, and I'm like,
they're smart, for yeah, sure.
It's devastating, and I'm almost like, this isn't how I wanted to see them go out. Like, I wanted them, yeah. I wanted them to duke it out, you know?
Yeah.
To, like, I wanted them to feel unsafe one time, only because mm-hmm. they were so strong all the way through that, like, I felt like it was fair that they, like, had one time where they duked it out in a duel. But then I would want them to win the duel, you know? Yeah.
I mean, here's another thing, too. Like, Ray and Imani, they've, like, made it official. Like, right. They're boyfriend, girlfriend, too. So mm-hmm. I think that was, like, so sad to see that, like, they got pied back to back, and then also being in the bottom three, and Jack basically giving it away by being like, we want to save a couple that's weak or like yeah. not as strong. And like, as soon as they said that, I was like, no fucking way yeah. that they're gonna do this. And unfortunately, like, Justine's reaction also gives it away, and I'm like, I don't know. I think it's so messed up. Like, I mean, that's the name of the game at the end of the day. And yeah. Like, it is what it is, but
if you're given the power, like, you gotta
be smart about it.
Competition, and I get it. And I mean, since we're just talking about them, let's just talk about them. You know, like, what do you think was going through Imani's mind? Because I feel like she was a really good strategizer, and then she kind of, okay, I think she's right about the fact, obviously, she ended up being right about the fact that Jack and Justine weren't necessarily going to have their backs because they're strong mm-hmm. competitors. And so, therefore, mm-hmm. they should go after Jack and Justine as well as some of the other couples. Whereas Ray was like, no. And so, because they were split, their, like, mm-hmm. strategy just didn't work. And, like, I get it. I understand Ray's mentality. Like, they had to all, like, agree on one couple
mm-hmm.
for each, you know, section. And then they would, you know, discuss who maybe the last couple that they would want to make vulnerable is. But I just feel like, you know, they just were not on the same page. And Ray was also mad because he was like, she didn't trust me and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, it's not this whole, like, my girl should trust me thing. It's like, she gave away yeah. the name. So I get why you're annoyed. But I just am like, yeah. I kind of feel like he is going to, like, blame her for going home. And I just think that the couples targeting them was inevitable.
Well, I think they essentially buried themselves when, like, I think Ray did know that Imani had mentioned to Courtney that she was going to have her back. And the fact that then when they got up there, like, Ray started throwing the beanbags on Scott and Courtney's, like, cornhole bowl. I mean, board. Mm. I think that kind of did it for them, essentially. Like, I know it's the principle of, like, oh, yeah, like, what do you think about her strategy? But I think it was, like, I felt like she kind of threw the strategy out of the window. And, like, as soon as she threw that beanbag onto the board and, like, Courtney started yelling, like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I think everybody kind of realized that she'd been, like, I don't want to say two-faced because that's not the right word, but she was, like, playing the game on both ends. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what ended up doing it for her. Because I don't think, like, yeah, the other couples thought that they were competition. But I think, like, right then and there, they all had then the evidence and, like, the excuse to then turn on them. And so I feel like, yeah, like, Ray is gonna try to blame it on her, but, like, Ray went first.
Yeah,
he put the beanbags in Courtney and Scott's board first.
I know. So it's kind of like, and this is what I was saying, that the couples that are split down the middle with their allegiances were gonna suffer, because Ray may have been aligned with all, like, the OG boys in the house. Specifically, he was aligned with, like, US, and that he was aligned with the UK most recently just to keep OGs in.
Right.
But Imani was never Imani's, like, one allegiance was Liberty and Johnny and Ray. That's it. She was benefiting from some of Ray's alliances, but she didn't really, you know, she wasn't really playing it like that. And
right.
Here's the thing that I go back and forth with on the strategy is, like, yes, everybody targeted them because they went after, like, Courtney and Scott, and it's, like, an easy scapegoat at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But had, like, had Ray and Imani stuck to Imani's allegiances,
mm-hmm.
it's possible that all the bombshells would have voted Johnny and Aurelia, because that's who they were the most concerned for. They were trying to get those apples on Johnny and Aurelia's, like, crate. They were trying to get the beanbags on the crate. And then all of a sudden in the last, like, challenge, it was Ray and Imani. And, like, the bombshells kind of, like, just shifted course,
mm-hmm.
because they were already in the bottom, and they're like, okay, well, I don't know, like, everybody already pied Ray and Imani, so it doesn't matter who's going to be in the bottom, so let's just pie Ray and Imani, because that's who's going to be in the bottom with us. When, like, I just feel like, had Mitch and Zeta pied Johnny, Aurelia, Courtney, and Scott as well, because Courtney wasn't, like, you know, beefing with Imani, then Callum and Liberty might have also gone a different direction. Or not Callum and Liberty, Callum and Deb.
Deb.
I don't know. I mean, obviously Callum and Deb were very split as well in their pairing, but.
Well, I think they started it off, like, for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like if they had gone for Johnny and Aurelia, then everybody would have followed suit. I think it was more of, like, let's just do what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
So if they, like, I, as much as I am, like, surprised to say this, but I really feel like it was in Callum and Deb's hands, and whoever they chose,
with,
like,
the apples?
That was, no, with the beanbags, they went
it
first.
Wasn't really in their hands. Everybody was going to go for Scott and Courtney regardless.
I don't think so.
I think
so. I feel like
they let all the OGs go first. So it was like, Callum was always going to go Courtney and Scott. Always. You weren't going to change his mind. Deb, maybe, if she wanted to have a backbone, she could have voted for somebody else with her beanbags. But every other OG was always, because they wanted to, like, protect each other. So who are you going to have in the bottom? Bombshells. So it was always going to be Courtney and Scott. Courtney taking that personally was kind of like, I don't know what you're expecting, because you coupled up with a bombshell. Nobody wants Scott to be in the final.
Yeah. I kind of felt bad for her, to be honest. Like, I really, like, sometimes it's fun to watch you know, things unravel. But to be honest, like, I really, really felt bad for her. Just because, like, I thought it was, I don't know, like, she kept saying, she was like, oh, everybody, like, said this to me and that to me. And, like, I know it's the name of the game, but, like, her, like, facial expressions during the cornhole tournament were, like, she was so mad and she was so upset about it. I felt so bad for her. I was like, damn, like, yeah. No one, you can't trust anybody.
I just feel like she didn't go in there with a plan.
Yeah.
And everybody else also was kind of showing that they did. Yeah, and also in a way she got fucked over when Johnny stopped thinking with his brain. I think Johnny is really, has a huge ego, and therefore he doesn't think it matters who he's coupled up with, because
which he's unfortunately a strong competitor. Is true.
Unfortunately, it's kind of true.
It's kind of true, yeah.
He's kind of done well in every challenge, regardless of who he's coupled up with. But that being said, like, I do think that ego is going to be his downfall. He's going into the final with somebody he's never even competed with at all. So he doesn't know what her capabilities are at all. At least, you know, Courtney was safe in the last challenge with him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Jess and him were always winning challenges. I'm like, okay, you kind of dipped with two people that you did really well in challenges to risk it all on one person is whatever. Anyways, my point of that is that, like, Courtney kind of didn't have, like, you know, a choice in who she's going to couple up with. But at the same time, like, if that's the position you're in, you just kind of have to be ready to face that you are going to be vulnerable. Like, you are going to be targeted. And that's why their strategy mattered a lot. Because it's like, okay, well, yeah, like, you know, you guys do have to kick somebody out of here where it's going to matter, where you may be saved over them. And ultimately, they did with Raina and Monty.
Yeah, which makes sense. Like, I don't know. Scott, like, he's barely been on the TV, like, saying words, I feel. It's just another, you know, casual appearance from Scott. But moving on to Johnny and Aurelia. Girl, Aurelia's German. She's tough as hell. She's got this. She's definitely going to be one of the more tough competitors, I feel. She seems like a softie, but I feel like when it's, like, time, she's definitely going to, like, give it her all.
I don't know.
But also, I'm not surprised with the Johnny switch up at all. That was the least surprising thing I've ever seen in my life. And he was like, I don't know, like, his internal, like, monologue or whatever when he was talking about how, like, oh, I don't know if it's, like, should I give something up with someone just for looks? It's like, oh, you mean exactly what you did, like, a couple days ago? Like,
literally. I mean, without
you guys.
What?
No, I was just going to say, you guys, Val sent me some very incriminating evidence against Johnny.
Okay, guys. Yeah. I mean, I think everybody knows, like, at this point, like, everybody's seen it in the Love Island sphere, but it's, like, it's very heavily speculated that Johnny has a child on the way.
He a baby daddy, y'all.
Yeah, and, like, by the looks of it, from the gender reveal video, his baby mom's is looking about 5 to 6 months pregnant. Which then means, like, okay, Games was filmed, like, quite recently, so he must have known. So that's why it kind of bugs me more that he switched up on Courtney at the last minute and going into the finals with, like, this random new person, because I'm like, those $100,000 could buy you an entire college tuition. And you're just like, woo, I don't know. Oh, I'm just going to go in there with the full confidence of just my abilities. I'm like, because what I was going to say about Aurelia is, like, I don't really know how strong of a competitor she's going to be if the first second she gets in there. And she coupled up with the strongest competitor. So, like, maybe this is the tactic. But
maybe
she's also just like, I'm assuming they're allowed to watch what's happening from the villas that they're, like, on standby from. So for her to be like, I've just never felt this way. Like, oh my God. Like, blah, blah, blah.
You're an old soul.
Yeah, just buying every line he's feeding her. I'm like, you literally saw him use all these lines on the other girls. But I don't know. Maybe this is the strategy. She wanted to couple up with him. And she knew he was low-key a weak link, and maybe that was...
She seems smart. She seems smart to me. That's all I'm going to say. I feel like maybe we're not giving her enough credit. I like her. I feel like maybe she knows what she's doing.
I just feel like, honestly, these Islanders, as much as they say they want the 100,000, I just don't think a lot of them actually have their head in the game. Like, Jack and Justine have not been playing the games as well as they could have been up until this last episode.
Yeah.
Ray and Imani are basically the only ones. Callum as well. Y'all is just strong because he has an alliance with Jack, which is still good. But, like, in terms of, like, actually getting their heads in the game, I just feel like people were not really clicking with it. So I'm giving her a lot of benefit of the doubt to be like, yeah, this whole, like, complete infatuation with Johnny's is a strategy. I don't really know.
I don't know. Speaking of, like, stretch, I kind of feel like, so we've already talked about Courtney and Scott, which, again, like, I do not see them working out. I'm sorry. Very tense.
I don't see them working out. Did I have to watch Scott and her getting it on under the covers? No. That was a lot for me. I'm still in Scatherine mode, so...
Yeah, same. I'm, like, so upset. How can a man... Like, this man entered his villain era when Catherine came back with that guy from...
Yeah.
The... Yeah, whatever. Yes. Who also was, like, just so crazy. Like, he literally, like, came off as, like, an amazing guy, and then he's, like, a grind talker or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I was going to say was we have another kind of bombshell couple as well, Mitch and Zeta.
Mm.
I like Zeta. I really like her. Yeah, I remember that because she looked really familiar to me, and I was like, wait, like, I know who this is. And then Mitch, like, speaking of ELs, GLs, I also really like Mitch, but he's, like, his personality isn't showing as much. This guy was, like, such a big ball of energy, and, like, he's just so fun, and I feel like he's maybe... being a little reserved to start and, like, is playing this, like, really big kind of mean guy
to
intimidate others.
Right, this episode, you know? Like,
he's
in strat mode. He's, like, there's no time to goof around, you know? Nobody's keeping him in because he's the lively younger brother. They already got Callum. It's too late,
for sure.
You know? And he felt really betrayed in those games by Callum. But I don't really know what he expected. Like, Callum isn't going to drop the alliances that have already guaranteed him, like, going to the final just for, like, his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game show. Like, people are taking it really personally. If I'd be annoyed with anybody, I'd be annoyed with the producers for sending me so close to the end, you know? In a group of six.
In a batch of six.
I'd be fuming. I'd be so annoyed. I think that was the problem with this season is, I mean, it's a spinoff and I'm loving it. But it did need maybe more time, maybe one more week. And it maybe needed less people, even with still that 1 week. Because as it stands, way too many people brought in, way too spread out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It should have been like, well, what would you think? Like every 2 days or every 3 days?
For bombshell?
And how many at a time? One, two, three? I think the most should be three.
I think the most should be...
Six was a lot.
Six was too much. Because we didn't have, like, a, you know, a Casa Amor dupe thing situation.
Yeah.
Obviously, I don't
There was no time.
That, but, like, why are you going to bring in six people at once then?
That would be dope, though, if they brought six new guys and six new girls, and then the... each of those people had to compete with their OGs in, like, an American Ninja Warrior type course.
I know, but then we'd lose, like, a lot of the people we were rooting for.
Well, okay, then there you go.
Saying that people would be like, oh my god, I can't watch. But I don't know. I don't know. Because it's hard. Sometimes, you're right, Love Island gets too married to the OGs. And then it's
like,
okay, well, all the bombshells are going to get fucked over. So maybe that would have been a good switch up. But
but you have to be an iconic bombshell, okay? It's not every day they make someone like that.
Yeah.
You know, Belle, I just think bringing in
any number of people that's more than three to this is just too much. And I do maybe every 2 days they should have been bringing in people every 2 days. Because it's a speed run. I have had people come in 5 like days towards the end.
Agreed. I see that too. I don't know. Like, as much as I was rooting for Ray and Imani to win, I think my second contenders, like, obviously, aside from Justine and Jack, have to be Eyal and Selly. Like, they are still. I was dying when Selly was like, oh, Scott is hot. Like, Eyal who? And I was like, girl, don't you dare. Not for Scott. That's his trick. He, like, makes you fall for him. And then he, like, changes his mind.
Honestly, can I say something?
Oh, my God.
I think I have Scott fatigue. Because
did you?
I have Scott fatigue right now just because he came in for this season. And it's, like, my third time seeing him on the screen this year. And just something about him didn't hit. And I was just like,
I think,
like,
he got work done.
Girl, don't be stupid. With what time?
I don't know. I think it's like the HD cameras or something. Like, either
it's
he
the
lost,
HD
like,
cameras.
That's probably what it is. But
anyways,
I
think watching,
like, this man had his. He had his eyebrows threaded better than mine. And I was like, okay, he's showing the fuck up.
Is that what you think work done is? Or what do you mean more?
Well, no.
Work done is when you get your eyebrows done, people. That's obviously what the Kardashians are, like, talking about. Like, they just got their eyebrows done. Anyways, I have Scott fatigue. He just was not coming off as hot or sexy to me this season. I just kind of was like, I was almost even getting kind of, like, ick from his flirting, you know?
I got an ick, too.
I feel like I've just seen it so much that I'm like, okay, I get it. You want her to give it back to you. Like, it's enough. Retire it, okay? Enough.
For sure.
Okay.
No, like, he literally played the same tactics. He played the same tactics, too. Like, flash the baby blues, like, mumble a little bit. And then get down dirty in bed. We've seen it.
Imagínate escuchar tu canción favorita como si fuera la primera vez. Te presentamos el totalmente nuevo y reimaginado Nissan Kicks con sonido Bose Personal Plus y bocinas en la parte superior de los asientos para crear una experiencia 360. Jamás has escuchado algo así. Reimagina tu música y tu forma de manejar. Descubre el totalmente nuevo y reimaginado Nissan Kicks en nissanusa.com. Función disponible. Bose es una marca registrada de The Bose Corporation.
So let's get into this, like, quad right now. I think we've been all over the map, people, you know, but I think we've covered all our bases. But actually, let's get into Callum and Deb first. We haven't really talked about their love, you know, Callum's
ick.
First stab. Really?
Ick.
I kind of see it for
done.
Them. You just don't like Deb.
Ick.
I don't really
like Deb. I just don't like their dynamic.
I like
you so much. And they're like, I like you too. And it's just, like, weird. I feel like it's forced.
Okay. I liked that she called the bug cute and then that he looked like the bug. Because that's my kind of game. I'm like, that's how I pulled too, Deb. Like, you know?
Stop.
And then they had a cute kiss. I think their kisses are cute. My thing is kind of, though, I don't really see, like, a separation in this energy and, like, what Callum and Liberty really had going on. So I'm still kind of butthurt that Callum really didn't give Liberty a shot because, like, this is, quote, his type to a T. I'm like, it's the same type.
I feel like she, like, didn't try hard enough.
To pull him?
Liberty, yeah.
Oh, Liberty.
Like, I feel like if she would have, like, really, like, you know, they were giggling and she kept calling him her best friend and things like that. And I just feel like had she played her cards right, maybe she could have totally seduced Callum. When it comes to Deb, I feel like it's just because she has, like, a very bubbly personality, but then it, like, kind of went away, like, during.
Well, she was bugging. She was, like, stressed.
Yeah, which I understand. But, like, I really feel that their dynamic, you're right, isn't any different than Callum and Liberty's, but it's just that, like, Deb is...
American?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Liberty would have won Callum over ever. Like, he was dead set on Meg up until she left. And by that point, it had been long enough of him being like, it's friends between us. And I just don't think Liberty wanted to be humiliated by chasing somebody who didn't want her. You know?
I guess. I know. Really, like, I know everybody has their...
in Callum's court. Like, I don't think it would
be
worth it for Liberty to, like, go after that when he already... I mean, you know, I wasn't really feeling Callum in those first batch of episodes because I just didn't appreciate the way he so harshly put her in the friend zone that it just kind of, like, came out of left field, and it was because Meg came in the house. And to that effect, by the way, I still am just like, okay, so Deb is your type to a T, but you were hooked on Meg for the first 5-6 episodes of this season, more than that.
Yeah.
You didn't give Lib a chance, you know? I just feel like he was never going to give Lib a chance, which is so annoying.
I know, and unfortunately, like, now we'll never see it come to fruition on the show anyway, because Lib has gone home. But with Deb, like, I feel like I need to see more of her personality first. Yeah. Like, I think it was a little, like... I understand where she was coming from, and she was like, oh, like, I wish I would have had a backbone. But, like, for me, that kind of gave me the ick for her. I was like, you literally went behind, like you went behind someone's back. Like, I just feel like as someone who's new, like, that is so bold to do. Like, when you
but she's kind coupled of up tried with to, like, OG. You know what I'm saying? Like, not just, like,
I get
it's
it.
It's not Scott
I get
and
it.
Catherine or, I'm sorry, it's not Scott and Courtney where, you know, Courtney's been there for 4 days. And so, like, you know, it's not the same.
It's, I get it.
She's
but like,
coupled up with somebody who's, regardless of, you know, she could have done her own thing, of course. But, yeah. Like, it's not going to make them look strong as a couple if she goes against his back, which is something we've said on the show time and time and time and time again. Like,
right.
Meg and Kira almost got voted home because they showed in the fucking newlyweds challenge that they weren't on the same page, that they weren't a strong couple.
Right.
People get targeted when they show that they're not on the same page. So for Courtney and Zeta to get so mad knowing she's, like, with an OG and, like, his head isn't going to be swayed, so what, she's going to, you know? I think it's interesting that she threw the bobbing apple challenge, which was her way of showing that, like, she can't go against her couple and she can't go against her friends. I thought that was, like, I have wondered why couple or people in the challenges don't just, like, throw them. So I thought that was, like, an interesting twist, and I don't know, I kind of liked the tactic. People can say what they want about it, but if you're split down the middle, you may as well throw it. Because he's going to make his choice, and then you're just going to end up either looking weak as a couple or going against your friends.
Right, right. Okay, yeah, I see your point with that. But I think for me, like, I feel like I haven't seen them enough to, like, have a fair judgment. I think right now I'm just biased because I'm honestly kind of, like, pissed that Lib went home only for Jess to go home, too.
That was tough. I mean, had it been any other way, it would have been Lib staying just to go home as well. Because Jess and Lib didn't have any connections in there.
But Mitch maybe would have gone with Lib instead.
Yeah,
and I feel like
a blip of that we didn't even really see.
I know. But, like, I feel like there was potential there. I think Mitch and Lib would have been really cute.
I still think they would have been targeted, but maybe they would have been saved as the couple up there after the because people think Lib is weak. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyways, let's move on to the squad, which was definitely a hot topic for debate amongst the villa this evening, but it did I feel like it did culminate in all talk. A lot of people were like, we have to split up Eyal, Jack, Justine and Sally because they're too strong together. Mm-hmm. Which I definitely think they have a strong bond against each other, and going into the finals, like, they're just going to have each other's back. But mm-hmm. I don't know if that's necessarily saved them from being in the bottom. Jack and Justine have not been spared the challenges of this series just by being in this couple. I don't really feel that it's true, like all the Islanders are saying, that they run this house. I think maybe like in the common spaces and when they're like chatting, but like when it comes to challenges, they're not really the ones making the decisions. And ultimately, like when it was Jack up there vulnerable, y'all wasn't able to save him. And they ended up saving Callum and Justine.
Yeah, I agree. And weren't they also separated for that challenge anyway?
And they were separated. Yeah, so like, I don't think Justine and Jack have had an easy road in there. They haven't been power couple. They haven't been spared from the bottom. I think if anything, though, Eyal and Selly are like the bubbling under the hot 100 kind of couple in there. Because Selly was in the bottom when she was with Toby, but that feels like eons ago. And
for sure,
then she's a likable force in there. People don't think she's a strong competitor, so they don't vote her to be in the bottom because they don't think she's a threat.
Right.
And they show that they actually can win challenges when they were split up. So, you know, should they go into a challenge together, I think they'll have a winning or a fair shot. And they're like out there making the votes on who to save. Mm-hmm. So I think people are right that like there is some competition there with the quad, because when Jack and Justine get down to like challenges, they like the duel, they can duke it out and keep their place. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they're stronger together, which is what everybody was saying. I think they're just strong because they're liked on their
own. I think they're a force to be reckoned with individually. Exactly. Like, they definitely have the presence individually and within their couples. And I think that becomes really intimidating. But the whole debate about them getting separated, like, it wouldn't have mattered, because they have shown now that, look, like, we're, yeah, better, like, in our couples. But look, like, we've also won challenges outside of our own couples. So then what does that say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there was no basis for, like, Scott to be, you know, like, pointing the fingers and stuff. Because it's like, okay, yeah, like, you know, Tiny Tot, you just got here. Mm-hmm. But you haven't, like, maybe you haven't seen how the past 2 weeks have gone. Like, they've proven time and time again that, like, it's more about them being resilient. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know, like, I think when it comes down to it, like, once Justine and Jack make this move of mm-hmm. sending Ray and Imani home, mm-hmm. I think that's when everybody's gonna kind of understand, like, the allies are no longer gonna be as strong anymore, because it's like,
but they can't everybody's be gonna as start... strong anymore, you know, because
they can't,
they're just down to so little people. It's like, yeah, the people you're going head to head with are your friends, and
but like this sets the tone,
this sets the
cliffhanger tone. Yeah, that's, it's done, like the allyships are like, it's all gonna be Two-Face, unfortunately, not in a malicious way, but just like that's the name of the game and that's how it's gonna go. And with $100,000 on the line, like, yeah, fuck that. Everybody's no one's gonna get in their way.
Yeah, I think something Scott said, which was like, oh, you guys aren't thinking, like, you're gonna get to the top and you're gonna be fighting against your friends. I'm like, no, they are thinking. It's just like, you know, it's Hunger Games, baby. You have your alliances that get you to the top. And then, yeah, you split up, go your own way. Best of luck, you know? Yep. Hope you don't die.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Just the more I think about it, I'm like, I know that Ray's alliances to the OGs have done Imani and him well. But at the same time, I can't help but think that Imani was right going into this. They should have separated themselves from the OGs because, or at least, like, they should have separated themselves from the UK squad OGs kept their original alliance with Johnny and swayed Johnny to the Bombshell side, because then they would have outnumbered the OGs.
Right.
And then they would have had a fair chance to go against Jack and Justine, which Imani was right. They were going to turn on them eventually because they are the, quote, second strongest couple in there. And for Ray to be so mad, and he's like, she didn't trust my process. I'm like, you didn't trust hers, you know? This would have been more. And it seems like there was a discussion. I remember them talking on the beach. It just seems like he didn't think Justine would ever turn on him. But when you're in there, like, and the couples are dwindling down, you have to expect that turn at any moment.
But to be fair, like, she didn't want to turn on him.
Of course
she told Jack. She was like, yeah, so like, it, what, the sentiment was there, but yeah, at the end of the day, like, you have to be more aware of what your coupling is going to be thinking and like how you guys can position yourselves to be like one step better. And I just thought that was so disheartening to see.
I just feel like Ray should have always known that like Jack and her were not, or yeah, that Justine and Jack were never like that strong in their agreement of like who their alliances were, and Jack was gonna side with some people while Justine was gonna side with other people. And if that was gonna be the way that it was, eventually he was going to convince her to vote Ray out. And not that she needs convincing, she's a strong competitor and she won her season, so at the end of the day, she's not a dumb person, and she knows what has to be done to be the winner.
This is what you got to do. And unfortunately, this is how the game is. And it was going to come sooner and later. But I really think that, you know, Jack and Justine, they're sending Ray and Imani home, which is going to shift the dynamic of the villa to have Justine and Jack have the biggest target on them in terms of like competition. But if you think that the OGs are going to turn on Justine and Jack, or do you think that the Bombshells are going to go down harder on the OGs?
Okay, let's see. Okay, let's think about if Ray and Imani are out and Mitch and Zeta are out, right? Who does that leave? That leaves Scott Courtney, Callum Deb, Jack Justine, y'all Sully, Johnny and Aurelia. About the only people that, okay, the only people that would go against Jack and Justine right now, right after this vote, once this dynamic is shifted, is Johnny, because he lost his strongest alliance, and Scott and Courtney. That alliance doesn't feel that strong, because I don't think Johnny and Scott like have a great dynamic between them. They don't really seem that buddy-buddy.
No.
And obviously Courtney doesn't have that like strong willingness to like allege herself with Johnny, but they're going to have to. I just don't think it's going to pair very well. And then it also leaves Callum Deb, Jack Justine, Eyal Sully.
Right.
All of them, bar Deb, who really has no choice, all of them are still looking to keep each other in the final. If the final is the same as every other like Love Island final in history, then it's going to be four couples. And they're going to want to be three out of the four couples. So I don't think Jack and Justine will have as big of a target on their head as we think. And it's going to be down to who they want in that final. I mean, realistically, they want Scott and Catherine, or Scott and Courtney in the final. I keep doing that, y'all.
I don't know. I feel like, so when Jack said, like, we want to keep, like, the couple who we think is the weakest, also, don't yawn like that. You know, you and I are connected. I'm going to yawn now, too.
Sorry.
I just thought it's gonna be interesting to see like who Justine and Jack think the weaker couple is, Scott and Courtney or Mitch and Zeta.
Obviously Scott and Courtney.
Really? Because I feel like they're gonna take their revenge or something. Everybody turned on them.
Noodles, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fair.
Like, she did well in the challenges, but they're, you know, they're kind of just like a horny match, and like, who's really to say? Like, Mitch and Zeta look like Olympic competitors.
I know. People
who are smart to the game, who are physically fit, and who have like a grudge match against you to get you out in the final. Obviously not. So it's
when they zoomed into Mitch's face, he's like,
yeah, who do you want? The two people who are stone-faced, ready to duke it out to be in the final? Or do you want Scott, who about the only thing he said in the last three episodes he's been here is, it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. I need
for sure
embargo on it is what it is with Scott.
I can't. It's just, it's too much. I don't know. This was a very interesting last 3 days of episodes. I thought it was really fun, and I'm excited to see what's next. I unfortunately know that, you know, it's going to be my man, Eyal and Sally against Justine and Jack at the end. I feel like they're both the strongest couples, and I'm really excited to see how the finale is going to go.
Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be a big duel, because so far the duels have been very much down to like strength.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't like, I know a lot more people wanted these big duels, and like people were a little disappointed that last night wasn't as big of a duel as like the mat duels, like the big duels, you know, it was just like a challenge. Right. I think people are getting annoyed with like what the games are. They're like, there were no games this episode. I saw someone say this was a big game. The carnival was a game, and then there ended up being people in the bottom. But I guess people want more of the physicality. But I just feel like people are forgetting that, you know, people are coming here with different levels of physical abilities, and to have them all rely on physical duels and physical challenges to determine who's going to be in the final and who stays in. And I just don't think it's always fair. I think you can sprinkle it in, but I think to rely purely on it is just, wouldn't be fair to some people like Sally. Like, I don't think Sally would have a fair shot if like the way to win was like a physical duel. I don't really, she seems kind of like, you know, my noodle sister. Like, I don't have a lot of arm strength. You know, I'm not winning
right.
Like, tug of war. So I
don't know. I feel like, no, totally. But I feel like as like in the eldest sister in an immigrant family, like I have a lot of internalized rage that could help me. So I feel like I'd be okay.
I mean, I agree, but it'll only take you so far. Like, that's me being honest with myself. It's something that pains me to say, but sometimes the pure rage, it doesn't. Also, you're saying that as a girly with a wellness page who goes to every fucking fitness event in Boston. That's not me, okay? I'm like just a girl. You're like, oh, I'm just fueled off pure rage. No, you're not fueled off pure rage. You're fueled off of the Pilates and the workout classes, okay? I'm fueled off pure rage. That's me and pure older sisterhood, okay?
All I gotta say is follow me at Oasis Boss.
I mean, please do. But anyways.
I think you're right. It's just, oh my God. I hope there's some like more. I feel like maybe they have the more high budget challenges towards the end, and like it'll be less on physical strength and more on something like crazy, like Mission Impossible, like dodge the lasers or some shit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Like a laser tag. The producers like need to hire me. When have I said an idea that is like not let up? Like Amen. Everything that I'm saying, like I'm telling you, like the American Ninja Warrior course, I wanted a wipeout. I want like a fear factor. I want like escape room. I want laser tag. Escape room, like
good escape room, and
then, yeah,
let's get that in there, people.
Let's manifest. Okay, all right, we're gonna, dear universe. We ask you to please maneuver an escape room in one of the challenges for Love Island Games Season 1. Amen. Yeah.
There you go. Oh, guys, I can't even believe we're so close to the end. I feel like the next episode is our last episode. We're already on, like, you know, Unseen Bits, episode 17. It's a 3-week thing.
Yeah.
Episodes is in it, but, like, 21. could be 22. I don't know, but we're real close to the end. The next episode could be our last. Maybe you have an extra episode in there. We don't know, but I'm excited.
I don't know.
So you're rooting Eos, Selly for this final for the Love Island winners of Island Love Island Games 2023.
And yeah, I want them to win. I feel like they're an underdog.
Okay, I kind of can get on board with that, but I'm like so married to Jack and Justine's like romance.
But I don't want them. But we all know the people in first place break up, and like I feel like it's easier for me to process if Eyal and Selly break up than Justine and Jack, because I feel like they're so wholesome, and like yes, I want them to win, and if they win I won't be mad, but like I feel like Eyal and Selly, like they're look like they both have got style, they both look good as hell, they're suave, they're cool, and I just don't feel like they're gonna fold under the pressure like a lot of these other couples might.
Again, I just feel like it's down to the kind of the challenge, but I'm imagining an Eyal Selly win, and I kind of can imagine myself going like, okay, like let's go. Yeah. They pulled it out the bag. Nobody suspected them. Nobody really targeted them. And they just, it's a testament to flying mid, you know, doing mid in these challenges.
But they're not mid, excuse me. Well, no, they're...
Obviously, that's not slay. What I mean. I'm just mean that they... Selly has been more than mid at these challenges.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you, and I'm just pulling your leg. Also, I don't know. I feel like it's just fun.
Yeah, I don't give enough love to Selly. I just feel like she's never, like, in drama and whatever, and I'm just talking strategy with her. But guys, I love her so much.
She's iconic. I love her.
Oh, cuties.
She and y'all are awesome.
When she was saying cuties yesterday, and I was like, she's me. Yeah.
No, literally. We need to, you know what? Girl? We gotta pull out the Villa Birds budget. We gotta fucking get her on the podcast, I swear. Like,
no. Okay, well,
we need special
all
features.
That being said, guys, please follow us on socials at Villa Birds on Instagram and TikTok, and at Villa Birds Pod on Twitter/X. You know, I stay coming with the updates on Villa Birds Instagram. I had to take a break because you know what, guys? It's really hard to process and condense all of these complicated ass challenges into one infographic. I saw that like she shanty mermaid challenge. I was like, that's just not going to be an infographic. Like, I don't really know how I'm going to make
this
infographic.
Okay, as if I wasn't vain enough, you guys, JK, but I was listening to our episode from the other day, and literally Val trying to describe that challenge was like...
The worst thing about it
was like, she was like, and then there was like a plank, but the plank was like wobbly, and then there's a rope to have friction. And I was like,
the thing is, like, I'm a visual learner, and when I was watching that challenge, I was like, I would need the producers to be like, I would need to be like, shut the fuck up, stop explaining it to me, show it to me. So then trying to process that into instructions, I was like, girl, I know I sound dumb as fuck right now. I did not listen to that episode because I was like, I'm not sitting through me explaining that challenge. Fuck no.
No, I just like to listen to it because I want to see what the end user experience is. And I don't know. It's just fun. Like, I just put it on my spare time just to like hear. I'm like, oh, I totally forgot what we were talking about. Let me just tune in real quick. But with that though, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in, for listening to Val and I agree and disagree and agree to disagree week after week on these iconic Islanders for the first season of Love Island Games. Follow us on social if you don't already. Slide into our DMs and tell us which island couple you think is going to win. And with that, thank you. And goodbye.
Peace.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.